Empire Broadcasting presents The Professionals Roundtable with Stephanie Mitchell, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to EBG. I will be your host for this segment, and my name is Cherie Lamour. Oh, yes. How are you doing, too? Yeah, merci, merci. Okay, I'm so glad today that we are going to bring to the roundtable Oakley Oden. Yes, Oakley Oden, and she is from the Denver, Colorado area. She is the proudful owner of Oakley Oden, LLC. Yes, she has her own private practice, and you can go to her website, oakleyoden.com. Now, she spells it OAKLEYOGDEN, okay? So, oakleyoden.com, and the number to reach her by way of phone is 720-663-9056. No longer prolonging the time, let's bring Oakley Oden to the round table. Yes, we celebrate you. Oakley, come on and tell our listening audience what you do.
Hi, thanks for having me today. I'm a psychotherapist in Denver, and I offer empowerment, healing, and transformation in one-on-one sessions and groups.
Excellent, that's wonderful. But how did you come into what you do? Tell us about your background and the foundation of you.
Absolutely. So my calling as a psychotherapist was kind of a slow surrender over 36 years. I think some people overnight maybe find their profession, but this was step by step, me being called into something that was really what I'm here to do. And I had a lot of opportunity as a young person to mentor younger people, to be in dynamic situations with groups and school kids and gang youth, and it just continued to evolve. So I kind of began to look around and see, wow, this is really what I'm good at, and this is something that really lights me up. And I worked at a charter school for a while for at-risk youth, and it was actually the moment that I was outside of the classroom with the kids that had been kicked out of the class, where we were talking about why they were distracted, what was on their minds and what was going on at home, where I really found something in myself that I said, you know, I could do more of this. And I went to graduate school after that. I was really blessed to have an amazing community and team where I co-authored and founded a camp, Rites of Passage Camp in Southern Colorado that I ran with a group of colleagues for 7 years. And then I found myself in New York writing a curriculum called Young New Yorkers, which is still running today as an alternative to incarceration for our young adults in the city. So instead of going to Rikers Island because they got caught spray painting, they get to go to this program, Young New Yorkers, and really get a second chance and have a time out, which is such a rare opportunity for inner city kids. Right now I'm in Denver running my full private practice, working with young adults, and working with a lot of women who are going through transition. This kind of women's work began to express itself through my life as I was invited into women's circles and invited to do my own healing, my own inner exploration. So the two combined, and I really find myself presented with a young adult community that I absolutely love working with, and a lot of really beautiful, extraordinary women who are going through these opportunities to discover who they are and what they have to offer this world.
That's fabulous. And you know what? I love what you're doing because you're making people come. I like what it says here, the inner awakening. You did that in Japan, Ireland, Trinidad, and Tobago, and now in the United States. And that's the true thing that you're saying, Oakley, that we need to help our young people to awaken that the negative stuff that they're seeing in the world, it doesn't have to determine their future, that you can determine your future yourself because you are the co-creator, I believe, with your creator. The person that created you is the one that you are co-creating. So you need to speak to the universe and say, this is what I believe I am. Show me who I am. And you don't have
That's exactly it.
Yes. because there's so much greatness in people. Like you said, the spray painter, instead of going to jail, that's a, probably an artistic person in this world. And if we can get him to go skill himself, he probably can be our architect. So there's so much stuff that they're crying out to be, but don't know how to be. And they need direction. So we thank you for your program.
Thank you so much. And you just nailed it. You just put the hammer on the nail head there. It was like, you know, I really believe that every single person has that compass inside to direct themselves, has that light inside. Mm-hmm. And we don't get educated growing up to find that light, to go within. Mm-hmm. I teach meditation. I think it's a core piece to awakening, to spend time with ourselves, even for a minute every day. Just to spend time to listen to that divine voice inside that said, you are loved beyond belief. Your heart is the most powerful force that you have in this lifetime. And you know, I don't even think that people know what it means necessarily to choose love. I think sometimes it sounds like some sort of kumbaya conversation. But this is real life.
Yes, it is. Love is real and it exists.
That's it.
And that's a problem that we had in this world, that we've denied love to flow through us to other people because one person, because they didn't understand your purpose, might have hurt you. We've all been wounded. We're all wounded soldiers trying to get back into our spiritual being of who we are and what we really are about. We have not really seen the true us yet, but it takes time, like you said. See, remember Oakley, and I'm going to have to probably let you go. In school, I remember, I'm telling my age now, we used to do the Pledge of Allegiance and then one moment of meditation, quietness. A time to think about your day and what you were going to do in school and focus and try to be a productive student. They took out the prayer and they took out the moment of meditation. I don't know if you remember that. It was a moment, yes, you had to be quiet. Everybody had to be quiet or you were going to detention. It was a moment of meditation, and they took out the things that we still need to go back to. It's a reason why our generation from years ago is different from the generation now. All right, maybe they don't want to do the Pledge of Allegiance, but maybe everybody could do meditation. That is, meditation is not any real faith-based, prejudice. Everybody can meditate.
That's it. Absolutely, everyone.
And I was the school that I was going to. They was asking, "What room do you want to have?" And I said, "We need a room of meditation," because sometimes we're so stressed out in college and we're so hacked up. It's not about partying. It's about getting focused on who you are to become in this society and making changes and a difference in someone else's world, not just your own.
That's it. I could not have said it better myself. You're awesome.
And we need to go back to giving our children a room to meditate. It doesn't have to be about religion. It's just about silence and learning to tap into who we are. I hope that it will come back to it, because we've been doing everything, and it's not working. We need to go back to the old way. The Greeks used to do it. The Hebrews, the Muslims do it. Christians do it. It's called meditation, tapping in to the inner man and the inner being of who you are. And that's who the real authentic person is that inner man trying to get out.
Beautiful. That's it.
But absolutely. I love your name, because in the beginning of your name is okay. It's like, okay. So that's why you are a person who was a person of healing and making people feel okay and giving people peace in their mind and their spirit. So continue to do the great work that you do, and that's why we celebrate you here today. And everyone, remember, go to OakleyOldens.com, okay? And her number is 720-663-9056. Thank you, Oakley, for sharing with us today.
Thank you. This is awesome.
Okay, we'll be right back, everyone.
Empire Broadcasting presents The Professionals Roundtable with Stephanie Mitchell, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, "Why don't you just ask her yourself?" That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is, like, busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.